Hi, I'm Damon Davis. I want to welcome you to a very special edition of this program. Literally, as we were shooting this interview that you're about to experience, the world looked on in horror as a young James Foley, an American journalist, lost his life by a movement of evil that is sweeping this globe. Now listen, you've read the news reports, you have seen the news reports, you have experienced an extreme radical group of Muslims that is on a mission to wipe out everything that you and I hold to be dear or true, that we believe in, our way of thinking, our way of living, to worship freely this God that we serve, the God that we have grown up to worship, to pray to, that orders our steps. All of that hangs in the balance. All of that is being threatened unless we do something. And that's what this program is about. You don't want to miss a minute of this show. You do not want to change the dial. Your destiny hangs in the balance.
You are created one of a kind. You were designed with one purpose in mind. In your talents, dreams, and just one could change the world. The road to destiny, it's never easy, seldom simple. We have so many questions. Those who have traveled this road, they know the way. One turn made the difference. One idea, it ignited a fire. Just one answer to one decision, one strategy, one solution could shape your thinking and cause you to win today.
Today you're going to meet author, noted journalist, a man that is the go-to person by mainstream media to answer the question about this rising religion that could literally be snuffing out you and I's freedom to celebrate the God that we serve. His name is Mike Evans, and today you're going to discover the truth that I'm talking about, and we're going to reveal to you an amazing book called The Final Generation. You're going to discover it right here on today's program. Mike, it's a pleasure to have you.
Delighted to be with you.
There is something happening on a global scale that you have experienced for much of your career. Did you think that radical Islam would be what it is today, what we see playing out in the media?
I did. As a matter of fact, in 1980, I sat in the home of the founder of Israeli intelligence, and I asked him, would terrorists ever come to America? He said, they will attack New York City and your tallest building. Now, this was a prediction by the founder of Israeli intelligence on September 23rd, 1980.
Years before.
Absolutely.
What we saw happened in New York City on 9/11.
Decades before, but nobody would believe it. I wrote about it in articles. I even wrote a book on it. Even said it was Osama bin Laden. But no one would believe it. They refused to believe it. I even spoke with people from the Pentagon. They're going to strike the world. They said, no, religion is not a threat to our republic.
Boy.
They didn't believe it.
They didn't believe it. And Mike, you're no newbie to this space. You have written about this for years. You have prophesied. You have spoken into the situations that you're talking about today for many years.
Yeah, I've had the privilege and the honor of working with some of the brightest intelligence minds in the world, in the nation of Israel for decades. And these aren't necessarily religious guys.
Right.
But these are guys that are using words now like apocalypse.
And do you think we're close? I mean, are we truly in the last of the last days that the Bible talks about?
I believe we are, Damon. Listen, President Ahmadinejad, which I arranged his interview with for the Fox News Network, he told me face to face, he said, we will usher in the Messiah.
Wow.
It will usher him in through an apocalypse. Now, what they believe, what radical Islam believes, they believe that they'll destroy the little Satan, Israel, mm-hmm. and the great Satan, America.
That's what they call it.
And usher in the Mahdi or the Messiah.
You know, a lot of people that are watching don't know how bad it really is. But we are experiencing a war being fought right here in our own backyards. In fact, you revealed that it is believed that there are actual extreme Islamic forces recruiting college kids on campuses right here in our own backyard. Is that true?
Well, the director of the CIA told me that in his home, James Woolsey. Mm. Yeah, he said they're already in cities. And one of the cities, he said, was Atlanta.
What are they coming to do? What are they looking for?
They have a plan to take over the world. Now, here's why they believe it. Remember when Russia collapsed, the Soviet Union collapsed?
Sure.
They believe they collapsed it. They believe, the jihadists believe, when they attacked the Soviet Union in Afghanistan and defeated them, that all of the Soviet Union collapsed.
Wow.
So they believe there's only one more attack that has to happen against the West, and the West will collapse just like Russia collapsed.
Mike, for people that are watching who don't know how bad it is, that don't know how extreme it is, and who don't know where we are on the timeline, I want to play a little clip from one of your recent documentaries to give them a little snapshot of what we're really facing.
Please.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
أنا يعني أتمنى لو بوش يموت بالنار.
War in the Middle East may ultimately be the battle for the soul of America. Today, we face an evil unlike any we have seen before. Vile words of twisted hatred spill from the Islamic extremists of Iran, who preach an apocalyptic jihad or holy war against the great Satan, America, and radically call for the purging of Israel from the face of the earth.
Mike, I just saw an ocean of men that hate America. They were actually chanting death to America.
There's millions of them.
And not just adults, but children.
Right.
I saw a little girl basically suggest that if she had a gun in her hand and were planted on her soil, she'd take a shot at one of us.
Well, they're teaching that in kindergarten, madrasas, to give their lives as martyrs.
What do you mean by that?
They believe America is a dragon that pollutes the world. It's the great Satan. And the only way that they can usher in the Mahdi, or the Messiah, Islamic Messiah, is to slay the dragon.
Goodness. And they're not afraid to die, are they?
No, it's not afraid to die. They want to die. They believe that they've only lived to die. They teach them this. They go to the children and say, if Allah calls you to be a shahudim or a martyr, this is the highest calling in life.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Raised to kill.
Race to kill.
Mike, this is the final generation. I mean, your book title really tells the story.
Well, I believe that.
What are we going to find in this book? If I'm listening to this information, and I must admit, it's got me shocked. It's got me wanting to be more aware of what's going on. And it's got me quite concerned.
My heart and my interest in my own people and defending my people.
Sure.
When I started realizing what's happening to the Jews, I realized it's happening to the Christians too.
Mm-hmm.
The Christians right now are being massacred by radical Islam. Damon, there's more Christians right now being martyred than any other time in history.
What do you mean? I mean, in the United States and abroad?
Globally.
Why don't we see this more in the news?
It's not popular. Listen, most of the Christians in Iraq have been killed or beheaded or raped. I have a pastor friend in Baghdad. A baby was named after him. They cut it in half.
Goodness.
They cut the baby in half because it was named after a pastor.
Why, Mike? What is it in their belief system that compels them to hate us so?
The same reason Satan hates us so. Those in radical Islam have bought into the dark side. Now, most Muslims in the world are in fact, peace-loving people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not into radical Islam. But the ones who are into radical Islam are completely sold out to it. It's a culture of death. They live to die.
So it's not just anyone who's Muslim, because they're a peaceful religion.
No.
They teach peace.
Yeah.
You're talking about extremists. You're talking about those that would be so extreme that they would call America the great Satan.
Right.
What can we do, Mike?
The first thing we have to stand behind Israel, because it's the only firewall that can stop them. The second thing is we've got to do is we've got to acknowledge what's going on, because the problem with radical Islam, we forget this. The ones that blew us up, a 911, were married.
Yeah.
They had children.
Yeah.
They kissed their wives. They kissed their kids. Then they shaved their bodies to prepare themselves
for the ultimate sacrifice.
Right.
And it's not over, is it?
No, you know, it's just beginning.
A lot of people would submit that, well, we've increased security. We are more aware now as a country. We're on high alert. Would you say that we've fallen into a false sense of security to believe that we're okay?
If the American people sleep, radical Islam will rip America to shreds. Mm. The cities of America will become war zones. Just think of it. Economically, if they attack grocery stores, if they attack places where people go, people will stop going there.
Libraries.
It's simple.
Schools.
Simple.
Churches, Mike.
Churches, yeah.
Prime targets.
Yeah. Now, there's a lot of them. The radical Islam right now has grown. It's much bigger than Al-Qaeda's day. I would say it's 1,000 times stronger than it was in the time of 9/11. There's 17 terrorist organizations, but just ISIS, one of them, they're making over $1 million a day, just off of their oil wells. They have over 50 oil wells.
Goodness.
They're a business.
They're well-funded.
And they got over $1 billion worth of American equipment, military equipment in Mosul alone. They're an army. Now, they have intentions of taking over the world. But here's where they're going. In order for them to get to us, they got to go through Israel.
Got it.
Israel is the little Satan. So America has to stand by Israel. If Israel's weakened and radical Islam can break through that firewall, then they'll be in our backyard.
Right.
We'll experience terror of unspeakable proportions on the streets of America if Israel's weakened.
And the Bible speaks about our role to defend Israel.
Yeah.
Right? In fact, I believe there's a blessing.
Yeah.
If we take care of.
And a curse if we don't. And I believe with all my heart that we have the power to turn this tide.
There is good news.
Oh, there's good news.
There is hope.
Damon, I had lunch with the President of the United States, Ronald Reagan, on one occasion. And he invited me into the Oval Office. And I saw his Bible opened. And I said, is this yours? He said, no, it's my mother's. And it was open to 2 Chronicles 7:14. And his mother wrote, son, this scripture is for the healing of the nation.
Mm.
Now that scripture is, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and repent of their wicked ways.
Return from their wicked ways.
Right. Now I said to him, Mr. President, why is this here? Is it because your mother? He said, when I was inaugurated the first time as president, I put my hand on that scripture. And when I did, the hostages were released.
Oh, wow.
And I remembered he was right.
Wow.
During the inauguration, with his hand on the Bible, the news flashed and said the U.S. hostages, 444 days, are released from Iran. Then he said to me, when I placed it on 2 Chronicles 7:14 the second time, communism fell.
Wow.
And I thought about, he's right. So here's a president taking one promise from the Bible, believing it, standing on it, trusting God in it, and God moving and healing our land.
So powerful. And Mike, that's what you're trying to do. That's what you're trying
Absolutely.
To convey, that our greatest defense against a force so wicked and so powerful is to recognize the importance of God at the center of our world.
Right.
Right?
That
prayer still works.
Yes.
That the belief in the Almighty still works.
Right.
That it is the very thing, maybe the only thing.
Right.
That can hold the enemy back.
Right.
It's not just about standing for Israel. It's about standing against a force that has us in his sights.
God can bless our nation as we unite together and stand in agreement and fight this battle, This battle is winnable.
Yes, it is.
But it's not winnable if we sleep.
We must know what's going on. How do we do that? Is it reading more? Is it watching more? Is it programs like this and books like this?
Yeah, it is. It's all of that. I've just finished my 60th book. I've written articles that are in Washington Times, USA Today, Wall Street Journal, Jerusalem Post. I do the network shows. But the reality is this: we've got to take this serious. Mm-hmm. If we don't take it serious, it will be in our back door. We're dealing with the greatest threat America's ever experienced with radical Islam. They have no comprehension how serious they are about what they believe and how determined they are. Listen, the head of ISIS, the radical Islamic organization in Iraq, the last words he said to an American was, "See you in New York."
Goodness.
See you in New York. He means that.
Mike, I want to go to a few clips of some of what we're hearing from, well, world leaders, so they can see for themselves what the world is saying about this threat on our faith in America.
And of course, to cause devastating collateral damage, to kill as many civilians as they can.
They have scoped 28, 29 places in the United States, the Iranians, and they've figured out what they're going to destroy and how they're going to destroy it already. It's just a matter of time when they want to commence this plan, smuggle some dirty nuke to those areas, a few dirty nukes, and set them on charge and blow them up. They are planning to destroy America.
For the twisted splinter group of extremists who control Iran, the use of nuclear weapons would help accelerate the Second Coming by creating a firestorm of pain and blood.
The beliefs that surround their worldview have to do with working hard to get a lot of people killed as quickly as possible so the cries of pain will summon the Mahdi.
This challenge, which I believe is the test of our time, is one the West cannot afford to fail. The radical Iranian regime has declared the United States its enemy. The president believes it is his religious duty and his destiny to lead his country in a violent conflict against the infidel.
We in the West are sleeping, and we need a wake-up call to understand this threat is imminent.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking with New York Times best-selling author Mike Evans about this amazing book, The Final Generation. I would submit that this book, Mike, is spot on with the prophetic timeline of what the Bible tells us would happen in America. But this isn't just in America.
Right.
This is a threat that is literally sweeping the globe.
Right.
And if we don't do something about it, brother, it could be too late.
Right, you're right.
You know, Mike, you're not a doomsday sayer. You're a man who is speaking to reality. All you're doing is saying, pay attention.
Yeah.
You can read it in the news, you can watch it on television, you can get the information in books like the one that you've written here. You're simply saying, let's pay attention to what's going on. And you've seen it firsthand with your own eyes. You've seen it. And it's not the first time we have faced a great threat. And I would also submit it's not the first time that we have beaten or gotten through the great threat.
Oh, no. Listen, the greatest power and the force in the world is God's people, praying people. I've been in the presence of evil human beings that have threatened to kill me face to face. And I know the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of praying people and the power of angelic protection.
Sure.
The Christians have a huge force they can harness, and they can stand in the gap and save this nation.
Sure they can. If they understand what to do, if they understand how vital and important, well, our role is in this battle.
The question is, what are we going to do?
What are we going to do? I would submit that it starts with getting their hands on some material that can tell us really where we are.
Right.
Mike, of all of the books you've written, The Final Generation is one of the most compelling and moving pieces of literature that really tell us where we are. What are we going to discover inside this book?
I wrote The Final Generation for two reasons. Number one, I wrote it because I believe as a minister, as a Christian, that we are the final generation. And I believe there's prophetic signs that lead up to this time. But I also wrote it because I believe that God still has a plan for this nation. He still has a desire to use this nation in a greater way. He still has a desire to bless this nation.
Wow.
And I wrote that book to show people, here's where we're heading. I can smell the smoke. I can hear the train coming. We don't have to cave in and give up to that thing and surrender and give up. Listen, I've got grandbabies. And I'm not as concerned about me. I've been in a lot of battles and I'll be in more. But my grandbabies, I don't want to give up this precious nation and let these grandbabies go through unspeakable hell like other Christians are going through in the Middle East.
And the good news is there is an opportunity for us to do something about it. You have identified three things today for the person watching, that all of those things that we can do are within our grasp.
Absolutely.
Number one, we can stand behind Israel.
Right.
And you have articulated that there is a blessing to do so.
And a curse if you don't.
And a curse if we don't. Number two, you have provided us the challenge, the responsibility to get involved, to get active, to become informed.
Right.
And the third thing that you have shared with us is the promise that it is not too late.
It's not too late. Listen, by the people who stand with me, they call me their ambassador. Mm. And the nation of Israel calls me an ambassador. I've received several ambassador awards from them. But they are ambassadors also.
All of the people watching.
All of them are ambassadors also. And they're the light. And the only thing they need to do is take their light, united with another light, and another light, and another light, and the brightness of that light can defeat the powers of hell.
Wow.
I believe that with all my heart.
I do too, Mike. And you know, it challenges me because it takes an army to fight an army.
Yeah, it does.
And you know, we have the opportunity to become part of this army, to actually do something about it.
Yeah.
And I like the term that you used, for us to become ambassadors with you.
Right.
And that's exciting. That's encouraging. It says we can actually do something about it. We don't have to just sit and wait for the end to come. We don't just have to sit and be afraid. We can actually stand with you and do something.
God's people uniting can become a giant.
Absolutely. Mike, I want to thank you for being here with us on this program.
It's been an honor, Damon.
A diabolical threat against God's ultimate plan for your salvation, peace, and freedom to worship as a believer is spreading across the Middle East. And just as it was foretold in the scriptures, is on a mission for global domination and the annihilation of Christianity. The gravity of where we are on God's timeline is playing out right before our very eyes. The media and news outlets right now are reporting that the threat is growing by the minute. With Israel as a very gateway in the path of this extremist radical enemy, determined to wipe you and I off the face of this earth, unless we do something about it right now. New York Times best-selling author Dr. Mike Evans reveals in this groundbreaking book, The Final Generation, the framework and strategy of a religious Islamic extremism which is gathering, growing, and moving in stealth to recruit our children, to oppose all of Judaism, to crush and kill Israel, to wipe out all of Christianity, to convert you to their belief system or else your death, and to erase America from the map. This menace featured on Good Morning America, Crossfire, Nightline, on the pages of USA Today, The Wall Street Journal, and more, is fast becoming front and center for you right now. But Dr. Mike Evans urges us as believers that there is good news today. There is hope, but we must unite as a body of believers to stand with him for Israel, for all of Christianity. Our will must be stronger. Our commitment must be certain. Our action must be immediate. When you call right now, our communicators will ask you to make a one-time financial commitment of only $40, which will not only put this book into your hands, but will also ensure that the work that must be done can be done in this final hour. And when you do, Dr. Evans will also send you his prophetic DVD documentary, that 7 years ago foretold exactly what would be happening now and shows how minute by minute that we are running out of time. Hear directly from the Prime Minister of Israel, the Minister of Defense, a former director of the CIA, and even soldiers from the battlefield who have seen this horror up close. When you call to pledge a one-time $40 commitment to fund this defense, you and your family will become part of an historical document. Signatures on a petition to our federal government urging them to do everything possible to support Israel now. The Gate to America. Your voice must be heard declaring our defense of God's chosen people, who the Bible describes as a blessing on this nation, a blessing to you today. Genesis 12, verse 3. And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Call right now to receive your copy of The Final Generation. And with your $40 commitment, you'll be joining your name with a family of thousands of committed believers to stand against this evil. You'll receive this very important, timely, and revealing DVD, prepared especially for you. And as a special gift from Dr. Mike Evans, you will also receive this beautifully crafted U.S.-Israel lapel pin to publicly affirm your support for America, our faith, and God's chosen people. But that's not all. When you call right now, you'll receive the entire one-hour uncut behind-the-scenes discussion with Damon and Dr. Mike Evans absolutely free. This DVD shares critical information that could not be revealed openly on television. You only saw 24 minutes today, but this one-on-one interview is time-sensitive insight that you will want to see to discover more about the hope, the assurance, and the protection that God has for you right now today. Please do not hesitate. The time has never been more critical to make a simple call. Please make the call right now.
There is hope. You heard it straight from Mike Evans today. There is hope. There is an opportunity for us to actually do something, to push against this evil that is on a mission to eradicate everything that we hold to be true. I encourage you, please make one simple phone call, a phone call that would make you and I ambassadors together to help Mike Evans do what God has called him to do. And listen, protect, defend, ensure that this God we serve, our children, our grandchildren, have the ability to experience. I love you. Thank you so much for being part of this special program today. One-on-One is a spotlight of the people, the relationships, covenant partners in ministry that have been part of the family of Legacy Worldwide, an agency that specializes in providing help and assistance to the industry that my family has served for over 50 years. So, if you're a pastor, an author, an evangelist, a business leader, a musician, an entrepreneur, anyone who has a vision, a gifting, a calling, a gift that is in you, then let me tell you that I want to be here for you. Legacy Worldwide wants to be here for you. Maybe you need design work, web development, program distribution, help, branding, marketing, so many things. Consider how we might help you. Contact us today for a free consultation, and who knows? Maybe you'll be sitting here with me while we share one-on-one something great, life-changing with those who tune into this program every single week. Email us today. Let us know how we can help you.
Thanks for joining us on our one-on-one broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.